Why Women Leave Their Technology Jobs. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A new paper in the Harvard Business Review says more than half of women who enter science, engineering, and technology careers leave their professions. The paper, produced by a think tank called the Center for Work-Life Policy, says the female brain drain is a major constraint on economic growth. Research director Laura Sherbin says macho work environments force women from their jobs, as do feelings of isolation and career stagnation.
There's also some very mysterious career paths. They look up, they don't see mentors and role models ahead of them that can really show them where to go. And often they're left to really fend for themselves without, as one engineer told us, you know, if there was a blueprint, I could read it and I could navigate my way. Another one is the systems of risk and reward that really sideline women's contributions. The way to get ahead in some of these companies is to make what we call a diving catch. And women often are much more risk-averse than their male counterparts because they don't have a buddy system to pick them up and dust them off if they dive and fail to catch. It's a much more severe consequence, and they're very unlikely to get a second chance.
All right, so how do we fix some of these problems?
Oftentimes we find that it's not a huge, you know, life-altering, job-changing event. Some of the things, and they're not really hugely costly or time-consuming. Some of these programs are, Microsoft has a very innovative use of mentoring called Mentoring Rings, where they're really leveraging the senior female talent that they have to go around and actually pairing those women with 10 to 12 junior women that they're mentoring and working with on some professional issues, some personal issues, and really showing them the roadmap and the ways to get ahead and the way to move past what we call this sort of fight or flight moment where women often get very stuck in their careers.
So basically you're saying just lots of good sort of HR initiatives at the corporate level, that's the best way to get at these problems?
Absolutely, and flexibility is another thing that's very important. IBM has a flexible leave of absence program that actually allows women to off-ramp for a little while, still remain engaged, and come back and be re-engaged by the company. And this is something that women have really found hugely successful. So sometimes it really is just leveraging your good HR policies to be very helpful for women and giving women the permission to use them and to take them.
Laura Sherbin with the Center for Work-Life Policy. The center's report says there seems to be a time in women's lives in their mid to late 30s when they're most likely to leave their careers in science, engineering, and technology. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.